fries real hot and drop them in there and turn them over, keep them turned over, take them out, put them on a paper napkin and sugar them. Got the best donuts in the world.
Really? With just those bought biscuits.
Then I take what I cut out of them, drop it in there. You got a little round. I am about to run away.
Well, isn't that something?
You learn things like that.
You know, you sure do know a lot of things like that, though.
No, it's well experience. No, a lot of people do that. That's not original with me. The children were doing that when I came here. The girls were. But I observe I didn't forget it. Remember? But you can take that, or you can take cinnamon and sugar, which tastes good if you like it. And while they're still hot, as you take them out, you can take them. You know, there's some of these things that looks like little tongs. You can pick the donut up with it, and have it in a paper bag and put them in there and shake it all around. Because when you fry chicken, it's better to shake your. Now, shaking bake's all right in the oven, but you don't have no way of making good gravy.
That's true.
And I love cream gravy. Oh, it's one of my favorites. Oh, dear. I'm trying to make you hungry, it looks like.
Now, back again to the wagons. What did they do to the axle? How did they keep that thing turning? I mean, how did they...
They had what they called... axle grease.
Oh.
You would say it'd be kind of like lard, if you know what lard is, or Crisco. And it was solid black, a little runnier than stiff.
And they'd
take a little paddle and put that in there. It'd just be like you trying to put some oil on a Singer sewing machine to make it run better. It wouldn't stick. In other words, it made it work faster.
And so they greased it with that.
Be like cleaning your face with cleansing cream. It's something to lubricate, and then you take off all of it, but there's bound to be a little stick, which is good for your skin.
Well, now, if...
They didn't have to do that too often.
Oh, they didn't have to.
No, they didn't do it every day, but if they use it quite a bit...
How often did they grease them?
Well, that would be hard to say. If you could tell that it was kind of dragging, or it was if you had a rough trip. And I noticed that in those wagon trains that we see, Miss Abbott loves the Westerns, and I see them too. That when they're on those trains about every 3 days, they grease the wheels because, see, they're on a long trip. And they have, now their problem is the brake. The brakes are the biggest problem with them. They try not to use the brake any more than possible because you can wear out brakes. Brakes, you can beat on the brakes so long that your brake sometime goes out first. Even on your car, your brake is no good. Of course, we know it isn't if you get water in it. Do you drive?
Yes.
Do you have a car over here?
Yes, I do.
I just wonder. Well, you know then about brakes.
I know about
But on a wagon brake, it's different. It's kind of like a shoe thing. It's cut to fit this round steel thing to catch it.
Oh, I see.
And you can, if that gets too hot, fire fly from it. And I've seen that happen. See, my grandfather was a blacksmith. And mother had told me a lot about things that happened when she was a girl. See, some things didn't happen when I was a girl that I can tell you about.
I've heard her,
but it happened during the years that you're talking about. But not necessarily if it happened then, it could happen. We've had blacksmiths all over Bible.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes, we've had blacksmiths here. We got a man here now. We had a wonderful blacksmith here in town on up till about 10 years ago that was born and raised here. And he had a blacksmith shop. He's filthy, dirty looking thing all the time. We saw him cleaned up one time and I almost got scared. He was so white.
You're talking about cleaning up reminds me. If they had something like a blacksmith or anybody who was doing something like greasing a wagon, and when they get their hands awful greasy, how would they clean them?
Well, Mama said that Dad or Granddaddy would always just, they kept old rags handy.
Yeah.
And he'd get some sand, but you see, he had what he called a slack barrel. See, he built things out of iron, and he'd get it red hot.